We got through our singing. I guess it's time for me to preach now. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, we have our I'm going to try to get my focus right back where it was. I'm a little sidetracked right this second. Matthew 11 is where I'd like to open up this morning. Matthew 11. And we're in the Matthew 11, and we're going to be at verses 25 through 30 this morning, and I titled today the gifts of Christ to all His believers, which we have so many gifts that is given to us each and every day, and a lot of times not only gifts, we call them blessings is what we do. And those blessings are important to us because we're all the time, if you catch yourself normally, like, and Anna's here, one of my second oldest is here, and she struggles with school a lot of times and how it's hard right now, and she only gets to go over to clinic one time a week, and the classes are different because they're online, and sometimes they're not always an instructor. It's just different, and it's made people redo things how they were so used to doing them. But one thing we can say amen to is that God's holy word never changes, that He is the same as He's always been. From all the way back to parting the Red Sea to all the way to present time where we are today in 2020, going through a pandemic and trying to survive is what we're trying to do. So today, as we look over at these scriptures, I'd like to remind you that God gives us so many blessings. In this time on this earth, He most certainly does. And we can always name those gifts, and we can always name those blessings. I'd like for you to look at me with 25 and 26 right there in Matthew 11, 25 and 26. I hope everybody's there, and we will acknowledge the Lord's Supper at the end of the service today. So it says, at that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, this is what you were pleased to do. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I know that we're supposed to have everything lined out, Father, when we come into this house. But sometimes we just need to pause and we need to go where your Spirit leads us. There's nothing wrong with that, Father. We all want to feel you in this house. We want to feel you in our hearts, Lord. We all have things that we struggle with, Father God. We do. That's a fact. But God, I pray, Lord, that we can be like Heather today and that we can come down front and we can kneel at the altar and we can let you know that we serve a God who's in control, who has us. Now, God, I want you to be with us this morning. You be with the Bulger family. Be with all those mentioned, Father God. And Lord, we just lift them up to you. God, comfort, care, hold tight, protect, give wisdom, give strength, give compassion, give patience, give love, give peace. Give everything, Father God, that we look for. You look for in your word every day. Father, be with us as we look at these next set of scriptures. And Father, see the gifts that you give us, your believers, through your Son, Jesus. Father, be with us, Lord. We love you and we thank you. And these things I ask in your name. Amen. In these verses, first two verses that I just read to you, I had to go and look at the Matthew Henry commentary on them. And it says he doesn't say what things, but means the great things of the gospel, the things that belong to our peace. Matthew 11, 27 right there says, all things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal to him. Two things here, two important things. His commission from the Father is number one. Jesus is authorized to settle a new covenant between God and man is what he's doing. The second thing that is so important there is his intimacy with the Father and how close he is. He says, no one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son, and to those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Christ, Jesus, gives us gifts in this lifetime. Amen? He does. He gives us gifts. Now, I mentioned Anna earlier, only to mention her again, because when she was a little girl at Daniel Pratt, I believe she was in the second grade, and I was working at the waterworks back then, and I had this company truck that I drove, and they allowed me to drive it home, and it was part of the package. And Anna had called me one day from school, a little old blonde, little cute little kid, and she said, "I don't feel good. I need you to come get me." So I thought, okay, well, what's going on? And nurse had called, said she had a little fever. So I said, okay, I'll come get her. And so I called in and gotten off work, and I took my company truck to go get her, which Tanya always took them in the morning and normally picked them up as part of her schedule. So Anna just used to enjoy riding in the big truck. She thought that was just a treat. Well, I had these whole batch of keys that I had that were sitting down there or hanging right there beside my steering wheel. And when I say it was a big ring, it was a normal size ring, and there was a lot of keys on it. And think about it for a minute in the child's eyes, okay? The keys symbolized, think about Montgomery Waterworks and think about all the wells, think about all the pump stations, think about all the plants, think about all the tanks. You can accumulate a lot of keys is what I'm getting at. There's a lot of different locks. And so we were riding along and I was talking to her and she looked square at me and she said, "Daddy, I think I know what you do for a living now." I thought, okay, what do? She said, "You're a janitor." And I said, "You think I'm a janitor?" She said, "Yep, you are a janitor." And I said, "Now what makes you..." So then I had to inquire. The radio's gone down by this point. And I said, "What makes you think that..." Do you remember this? "What makes you think that I'm a janitor?" She said, "Because you have all those keys." What? She said, "Our janitor at school has a lot of keys, so you must clean up." I said, "Well, that is part of the process. I do that." But I said, "The keys actually belong to the tanks. I'm not really a janitor." So I went to explain to my second grader. I can't remember if it was second or third. So I went on to explain to her what I was doing. The more I talked, the lesser she got intrigued. She didn't care anymore. So we left it as I was a janitor, and that's what Anna thought, and I was okay with that because it didn't really matter at that point. But when we think about what Jesus does for us, Christ gives us gifts. And the first point, you don't have to repoint, but Jesus gives us the keys to the kingdom. In Matthew 16:15-19, he says, you can write this down for your notes. Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Christ gives us gifts. He gives us the keys to the kingdom, is what he does. He gives us the keys to heaven and lets us know exactly how to get there. The second thing he gives us right there is living water, is what he gives us. Jesus says in John, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whosoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst again. The water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The second thing, he gives us living water for us to quench our thirst. Now, keep in mind, we're building up to the Lord's Supper is what we're going to do. Now, trust me, this has been a time where it's safe to say that we've been thrown all out of sorts in what we're used to. Amen? That's safe to say. It's different. We're figuring out new ways. We would have never done the Lord's Supper like this today, Brother Jerry knows. We would have had the white cloths, the table, the covered. We would have had other deacons participate, and he would have brought you your Lord's Supper. Instead, I've had to ask you to pick it up on your way in so that it's prepackaged and ready to go. But I agree, I want to be safe right now. I don't want anybody getting sick. So be it if we have to follow a little bit of a different way, that's okay. This morning when I called Heather and Chris down was a little different, and that's okay, is what I'm getting at. He gives us the living water. He also gives us the bread of heaven, is what Jesus gives us as one of our gifts. He gives us the bread of heaven. John 6:51 says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give you for the life of the world. The flesh. John 14:27 reminds us that Jesus gives us peace for the road ahead. He gives us everything that we need. He gives us that. Not everything in this life is going to be for the best of, it's going to be for what's best for your life by all means, but sometimes the roads we have to go down aren't easy. Sometimes they're difficult. As I shared with y'all a couple of weeks of different trials that I've been through, that sometimes life's not easy, but those trials, they make us stronger. Amen? Make us wiser is what they do. They make us open our eyes to what's around us. And maybe things that we took for granted at one time we no longer take. Think about that for a minute. And I highlighted it as John 14. You don't have to flip there. Just listen to my words. John 14:25-27 says, All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. But he encourages them right there too. He says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Don't let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. He tells us fear is one of the things. Jesus doesn't give us that. He doesn't give us the spirit of fear. He doesn't. In everything that happens, just like I encourage you every time we come in here, every time we get ready, we need to leave everything at the door before we walk in here. To clear our hearts, to clear our minds, to clear our heads, to be ready to receive what God has in store for us. Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Jesus gives us rest on top of the most important things. Because a lot of times we can go home and we can worry about what's going to happen. But all we really need to do is rest in Christ. That's where we need to be when things pop up in this life that scare us. We need to find rest in Jesus is what we need to do. Keep in mind, the things that I listed today were, he's given us the keys to the kingdom. He's given us the living water. He's given us the bread of heaven. He's given us peace. He's given us rest. He has also given us eternal life. Now think about this. When you get ready to partake in the Lord's Supper this morning, what do you need to give him today? What's hindering you? What's holding you back? What's stopping you from taking the next step in your relationship with Jesus? Now, don't tell me you're old enough and you got it all figured out. I ain't buying it. We all know that we take steps every day to grow closer to God. That's the whole point. You can never be perfect. You are always going to be growing. There is always a time, whether it's scripture memorization, whatever it is, grow closer to God. Maybe it's falling on his knees. Maybe we need to have more things just like this, where we come down and we lay hands. Because that's powerful in our hearts. It's unity is what it is. We need to be more involved and more unified right now than ever before we do. As God's people, as a church, what do we need to do? Where's our next steps? Think about that as we get ready to transition. Look at where our country is right now. And I know you watched that, what was it called, Leslie? Debate, yes. I know y'all paid attention to that. You at least watched the highlights off of it. Think of where our nation is right now. And you know, in the closing statements, and I'm not telling you the Republican, I ain't telling you none of that. I just wish somebody in their closing statements would have referenced our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what I was really wanting to hear, was somebody say, you know, if we can seek God, I never heard it. It hurt my heart a little bit. The keys to the kingdom, Jesus is giving them to us. It is now more important than ever that we be in God's house. As God's people, learning, growing, doing exactly what we're supposed to do to move towards Him. Amen? Amen. As we take the Lord's Supper today, think about that. We're fixing to get ready for it. Lord's Supper will be located in Matthew 26. Did everybody get a cup this morning on their way in? Did everybody get one? Okay, Brother Jerry, I got Marlon and Sherry over there. If you do need one, please just raise your hand and Brother Jerry will bring it right to you. And today, like I told y'all, I'm in Matthew 26 is where I'm at. And what I'm going to do, since I'm going to step right down here, okay? Now keep in mind, this is a little new to me also, so there is supposed to be a wafer on top, okay? Is everybody, anybody need help opening it? Who's got nails? I know I don't. I might have to get Miss Kay to open mine. Everybody get one this morning that's here? Is it peeling back pretty easy? We're just looking for the wafer. Did you get one?
Yeah, I got one.
You got one? Oh, so there's two little things there. Everybody see that? I got my wafer back. Everybody got their wafer? Show them to me. Don't eat it yet. There's a little thin piece on top. Got y'all's? Got yours? You got yours? You got yours? good? Jerry, Mary? Bob, Diane? James, Nancy? Nope, shaking heads. Hold on. Oh, she done went to the juice. Never mind you. You see that little, it's a little thin one right there in between there. I think James got a defective one. There was like a little layer right there.
I think we're the defective.
No.
You got your pocket knife?
Mine did the same thing Nancy did.
Oh, we got a pocket knife. We're finna get in now. Everybody got theirs up. I know it's a little bit different, y'all, but we're just waiting. It's okay. Good. Okay. Here we got thumbs up. Everybody good? Good, 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 good. All right. Here we go. Matthew 26 is where the Lord's Supper. And I'm going to pick up in 23 today. Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely you don't mean me, Rabbi." And Jesus answered and said, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body." Let us pray. Father, we come before you now, dear Lord. And Father, a new start, a new beginning, Father, that probably each and every one of us need. God, may everything we do glorify you in all that we say and do. I pray, God, that as we partake in this Lord's Supper, Father, that we remember the things you did for us by going to the cross. You created that covenant for us, Father, where we can bridge the gap to you. Lord, may everything we say and everything we do on this earth, let us always be found in your honor and in your pleasure, Father, by doing everything right, by saying the right things, by being just as you would be. Lord, thank you for this time, Father, and thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice for us. These things I ask in your most precious and holy name. Amen. All right, next time, move to the cup. Don't spill it. Good. Everybody get that out okay? Everybody good. Then he took a cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, you will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Lord, let us pray. Lord, we come to you now, Father. Father, we just want to be found in favor of you, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the symbol that you gave us. Thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice that you sent through Jesus. And Lord, how each of us, Father, we have that chance to be with you one day in heaven. Lord, we all look forward to that day. But we know our time on earth, Father God, you've given it to us, Lord, so that we may help you, Father, that we may grow with you, Father, that we may be your hands and feet, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the endured, the pain,
everything that you went through on the cross. May we all be found in favor of you, Lord. Bless our time together. Bless our church, Lord, as we just look towards you and want to grow closer. Father, forgive us when we fail you. Forgive us of all of our sins. In your precious and holy name we pray. Amen. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Leslie, blessed be the tie. Go ahead, everybody stand. We can't hold hands, can we? No, okay. Can we get it on the screen? Will it come on the screen? Nope. All right.
Be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, a fellowship of kindred blind is thine to that above.
God bless. We are dismissed this morning. Thank y'all all for being here this morning. It's a little different on the Lord's Supper.
I know.
Brother Jerry, thank you for everything. Okay. That'll work. That'll work. Yeah, that'll work. Hmm?
Ha ha ha.